Greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Mose, and my phone number is 717-656-9576. We'll be glad to hear from you if you have any thoughts or questions. This morning, we are in Daniel 9:18. But before we read that, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning we bow before you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to fill my heart, put words to my lips, dear God, that you might be the speaker today and not me, because, Father, I know that if I am the speaker, there's nothing good will come forth. And so, Father, I just ask you to be the speaker and to make these words that I say today, make them life, make them be a blessing for the listeners today, Lord. Because, Father, it's not what I do, but it's what Jesus Christ does. It's not what I want, but it's what the Lord Jesus wants. That's what we want to. It's him that we want to honor. It's him that we want to bring glory to. It's him that we want to be obedient to. So, Father, this morning I just ask you to bless this little devotions, Lord, and may your name be exalted and glorified. Amen. Okay. Let's read in Isaiah 9:18. Isaiah 9:18. Oh my God, incline your ear and hear. Open your eyes and see our desolations and a city which is called by your name, for because of your great mercies. For we do not present our supplications before you because of our righteous deeds, but because of your great mercies. So we know that we are children of God, and well, how do we know that we're children of God? How do I know that I'm a child of God? How do I know that I'm walking in the Spirit? How do I know these things? Are we children of God? The Bible says that the Word of God is a mirror. And we can look at the Word of God and we compare our walk with the Word of God. And if our walk compares with the Word of God, and we have confessed our sins, we have we love the brethren, and there's so many ways that we can look into the Word of God and we can find out if we are walking with God. And even our very spirit within ourselves will bear witness whether we are a child of God. And so is the Spirit of God bearing witness in your heart that you are a child of God? So, if you are a child of God, then you can pray. Then you can be like Daniel here, who I believe was a child of God, even in the Old Testament there. And if you remember, when the first verse that we started at earlier this week, in verse Daniel 9, verse 3, it says, "Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenants, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled." So here we are in this posture. I hope we are all in this posture before God and realize that we have sinned, and we as a nation, we as a church have sinned. And we have brought these things upon ourselves because of our sin. So we look at the church and we say, oh, the church is in such bad shape. Oh, this country, the president that get put into a place there in such a, we complain about it and we go up and down and we lament and we complain. But what am I doing about it? What are you doing about it? The Lord said, Isaiah said here, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. Isaiah took it upon his own shoulders and said, we. He included himself in the sin. So are we pointing the finger and saying, look where they are. They're not where they ought to be. Well, how about if you point the finger, how many fingers are pointing back to you? So this morning, let us include ourselves. And I know this might be getting a little bit old, but I want you to get the point. You know, we have sinned. And, you know, I believe it's a true saying that when we so the church, so the world, so the nation, so the church, so the nation. And if we as a church are not strong, if we don't stand up for truth, if we don't guide our children in the way that they should go, you know, the Bible says, the Bible gives us a promise there in Matthew, I believe it is. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Is that just a statement? Is that just a something nice? Or is that a promise? You know, that is a promise. And if we see our children going the wrong way, if we see our children going the wrong way, then we should, with Daniel here, say that we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly. I have not trained my children in the right way. That's why they're going astray. Because the Bible has given us a promise and said that if you train up a child in the way he shall go, when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, I know that many people will make excuses for these verses, try to twist the verses around and say, well, the child has a choice. But whose responsibility is it to mold that choice while the child is young? You know, if the father has taken up his responsibility and is walking with God, then he will train that child when he is young. And when he is old, the Bible says, he will not depart from it. And, you know, I stand firmly on that. And I would like for you to stand firmly on that too and realize that that is a promise. But let me be quick to tell you that if you have not done right, if you have not trained your children in the way that they should go, if you have not trained your children after godliness, There is forgiveness. There is forgiveness. But you know, what does it take to be forgiven? What does it take to be forgiven? It takes repentance. It takes confession. Okay. So our children, maybe they're not walking after God. And we see, I have failed. We make that confession. It's my fault that our children are not walking after God because somewhere I have failed. I'm not sure where it was. And yes, sometimes we can look back and we say, well, I know, I feel right there. And we can make confession, we can confess to God, we can confess to other people, I have failed. I have failed my children, I have failed the church, because I have not trained my children in the way that they should go. And you know, if a father comes with that heart, confessing that I have failed, oh my, it's beautiful what God does in situations like that. It's beautiful. You know, even, yeah, it's just beautiful. I've seen it. I know what, you know, one of the things that as our children were growing up, you know, I realized that it's not within me to train my children in the way that they should go. I do not have the power within myself to do that. So I said, God, would you fill in the gaps? Would you, where I'm failing, Lord, would you fill in the gaps and help my children to understand the Word of God? Help them to grow up to love the Word of God. Help them to grow up to love the truth. You know, that was the nature of my prayer. I knew that I don't have it within myself to teach and to train my children like I should. And I'm not trying to lift up myself. I'm just saying that, you know, there is a way to invoke God. There is a way to appropriate God's grace to our lives. And it's not by saying that I have done everything I could. Have you? Are there not places, times, where you have failed? And can you not acknowledge those failures and those sins before God? And God will make up the difference. I'm convinced. I'm convinced that if we take upon ourselves, like Isaiah did, I mean, like Daniel did here, if we take upon ourselves the sins of the people, the sins of our children, if we take it upon ourselves and say, we have sinned. I have sinned. I have not trained my children right. Because the Bible is very clear. It says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I believe that is Matthew 6:22, something like that. Okay, let's see if we're running out of time yet. Okay, well, it's almost time to quit here, and I just again like to encourage you. There is hope. And if you think that your children, if you see your children have gone astray, there is hope. There is hope for them. But sometimes, I know of one young man who, he has gone astray. And he has made attempts at being a Christian, but he has given himself to drugs, and he's given himself to, there's things in his life that he cannot give up, or that he doesn't, maybe he can't, maybe it's not that he cannot, but he doesn't want to. You know, if we allow sin in our life, maybe you are this young child. Maybe you are this young person, and you have struggles with sin. You have struggles with issues. Maybe you even have struggles with drugs. Why do you have struggles with drugs? Have you given your heart and life to the Lord Jesus? Have you surrendered everything? You know, the Bible says, he that does not forsake everything cannot be my disciple. So if you're having struggles, if you're having major issues with sin in your life, then take a look. What is it that you have not surrendered? You know, in these type of situations, I believe there's always a hook. The devil, you know, when a person supposedly makes a profession for the Lord Jesus Christ and yet secretly hides something in his heart, you know, Ananias and Sapphira, they brought the money. They sold their farm and they brought the money, pretending that they brought the whole bag, everything. They sold their farm and they put the money, I believe they put the money in a bag and said, here's the money. We sold our farm and here's the money. And with all pretense of we've given it all, and yet they reserved some for themselves. You see, the sin was not that they reserved some for themselves. The sin was in a deception. They wanted to look good, and so they wanted to make the people think that they brought everything. You know, if they would have came and said that, we sold our farm for $200,000 and $300,000, $500,000, whatever it is. But, you know, we decided that we want to keep, $10,000 of it for ourselves so that we can, so that we don't have to beg and, you know, we need some money to sustain ourselves. And but here's the $490,000. We're keeping 10,000. I believe that would have been perfectly okay. But it was the deception. It was the deception that brought them down. And, God made them an example there. And he killed them. And so let us be faithful. Let us seek after God. Let us do. Let us not hold on to something that is that will draw us down. So remember, if you want victory in your life, then surrender everything. Just lay it down. Just cast it before the Lord. Make confession, like Daniel did here. He made confession, and he confessed his sins, and he confessed the sins of the people. All right, well, it's time to quit. Thank you for listening this morning. God bless you, and may you seek the fullness of God. May you seek to be filled with the Spirit of God and completely free from sin. So this morning, may your name, may the name of Jesus be glorified. And thank you for listening. Bless you and have a great day. Come back again tomorrow and see what God has for us tomorrow. Thank you again and God bless you.